Data released by the government yesterday showed that India's gross domestic product expanded 8.4% from a year ago in the second quarter ended September, with the economic recovery gaining ground as most states removed lockdown restrictions from July. This was slower than the record 20.1% growth witnessed in the previous quarter, which came on a low base. Nevertheless, this marks a fourth straight quarter of GDP growth. The growth in the second quarter was led by an uptick in consumer spending as well as government expenditure. But things are not as hunky-dory as they seem. To know the actual state of the economy, we must shift our focus from growth rate to absolute levels of real GDP. Despite growing by 8.4% year-on-year in the July to September period, the absolute GDP of India stood at Rs. 35.73 lakh crore for the quarter. This is only slightly more than the Rs. 35.61 lakh crore seen in the corresponding quarter 2 years ago. After last fiscal's contraction of 7.3%, the RBI expects the GDP to grow by 9.5% in FY22, once again giving India the tag of the world's fastest growing major economy. Some high-frequency indicators show that India's recovery is gaining momentum. Merchandise exports jumped 42% in October to $35.5 billion, while bank credit growth accelerated to 6.8%. Industrial production too expanded 3.1% in September. The spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus and inflation remain one of the biggest risks in the near term. The variant has prompted several countries to impose travel curbs. Indian companies are facing high pressure on margins as commodity prices increase their input costs. FMCG companies like ITC, Hindustan Unilever, and Parle products have hiked prices across categories. Further, domestic two-wheeler sales fell 29% in the first 7 months of this fiscal to a 7-year low. Hero MotoCorp, Bajaj Auto, TVS, and Royal Enfield have also been raising prices to offset input cost pressures. The sales of passenger vehicles too fell 27% in October. We spoke to Madan Sabnavis, chief economist at CARE Ratings, to make sense of the GDP numbers.
The GDP estimate for the second quarter of this year at 8.4% is more or less in line with what we had expected. However, we will not be changing the forecast for the year, because while there are signs that things are taking off, especially in the services sector, one is not quite sure about the progress of the third wave of COVID and whether it will lead to restrictions and some kind of lockdown, especially in the services sector. But if you look at these numbers and look at the absolute number of GDP for the second quarter, it does have the advantage of coming over a low base. But however, if we compare it with Q2 of 1920, which was a pre-COVID era, it does look like that we are just marginally higher. So quite clearly, I think Q3 and Q4 would be the deciding factors to really show us that the economy has come out of the rut. And what were indications we had in the months of October and November, that was during the festival season, did show that consumption was up, especially of manufactured goods. And today, if we add to it the fact that services have been opened up quite rapidly, there is hope that things will look much better. On the capital formation side, we have seen it's once again gone into the 28th region, 28.4%. But this, I think, is more on account of what the government has been doing. Because if you juxtapose the fiscal numbers, we've seen that the government's capital expenditure has been very much on target. And that has been responsible for this higher capital formation numbers, which we have seen in the economy for this quarter. But if you look at all the sectors, yes, it's been quite impressive. I think almost all the segments have recorded good growth rates, aided by the base effect. But I think what's significant is the fact that we have a good foundation on which there can be more accelerated growth in the coming quarters, provided, of course, we don't again encounter any further lockdowns.
It is good news that India's absolute GDP surpassed pre-pandemic levels, but consumer spending has still not caught up to FY20 levels, thus making the ripple effects of the pandemic palpable in the economy.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.